Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Well, happy Mother's Day, what's left of it. I'm sure some of you were celebrating, running around, scrambling, maybe cooking some brunch, buying some flowers, doing some nice things for your mother or your wife who's a mother or whatever it might be. And if you weren't, and your mother has passed on, thinking good thoughts perhaps of your mother on Mother's Day, because it's everywhere. It was everywhere this weekend, wasn't it? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It was a great weekend for some and severe weather for others. Once again, Mother Nature and sad, sad, sad doings in Mississippi. Two cops shot and killed. Terrible. We'll tell you about that story, too. I mean, here we go again. I kept saying the targets that police officers feel like are on their backs. And wait till you hear this. It's just bone-chilling, this story. But rain, wind, hail, tornadoes just blasting, really, the Midwest. And certainly in Texas and in some other areas, they saw the same thing. As you know, our mothership is in Minneapolis at the Big Bad Network. And I'm in the satellite facility, which is in Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and there was massive flooding, and just it's been raining like nobody's business. The people in California would love to get some of this incredible rain that we're seeing, but it's also brought, as I said, that flooding where there were rescues and there were a lot of rivers and creeks that were overflowing. And then, of course, there was also more of the tornado activity. In fact, a deadly tornado had a trail of destruction around a place called Cisco, which is about 100 miles west of Fort Worth. So it just being pelted by everything that you can imagine. So Mother's Day was, a nasty one weather-wise for many people with the trees being pulled out by the roots and the floods and some people having to be evacuated. The one thing that I saw that really struck me was this young mother with her baby in a basket. Her house, you could see, was being flooded, and they got a basket down to her, and she jumped in the basket, and she had such a tiny baby, couldn't have been more than maybe 6 months old, probably younger than that, and she was twirling around in that basket. I thought, what a Mother's Day. There's just something about that image, though, but the rescue, so timely and so necessary to get out of there. In Colorado, they had a terrible thing happen. An ambulance was swept away by rushing water, just swept it away. Somehow, five people managed to get out of the back. There's the miracle, before the ambulance became completely submerged in about 6 feet of water. So South Dakota, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Iowa, hail, terrible hail. You know, they describe hail in all kinds of sizes, quarter size, a little bit smaller, dime size. And then every once in a while, someone will say something about a grapefruit. And I think, oh, a grapefruit. Hopefully nobody is outside in that. And you can imagine the destruction with that kind of hail. And, you know, it's also crazy. In Denver, I was talking to somebody in Denver just the other day, and they said, you know, we're supposed to get snow. And sure enough, the metro area, 4 to 8 inches of very heavy snow, but wet snow. And even North Dakota, South Dakota, about 2 feet of snow. But this was just one of those storms. So pretty much anything you could think of, it was that kind of Mother's Day. In Mississippi, terrible, terrible tragedy. And we've been talking about this for now so long here on ATN, but two Mississippi cops shot and killed, and they've come up with four suspects who have been charged in the murder of these two cops. I saw something with the mayor of Hattiesburg, who was just distraught over it, but they found the fourth one, and that is the good thing in connection with this shooting. As they were arresting people up until late on Sunday afternoon, the latest one was somebody named Cornelius Clark, and this person was charged with obstruction of justice. And again, here you have two police officers who were unsuspecting, not looking, you know, not weapons drawn, looking for something to happen. And this is when they become these targets, you know, when they're responding to something or when they're on the street and they're simply approaching a car. And, you know, the next thing you know, they're gunned down. And I said before, many times I've said this on the show, and we've had many police officers on the show, it didn't used to be that you were a target when you stopped somebody for a traffic violation, or somebody wouldn't dare come up to you and unprovoked for whatever reason and just shoot you. They would never have thought to do that, because that was what you didn't do. You didn't go after a cop for fear, if nothing else, of what would happen to you for killing a police officer. And to kill two police officers is just absolutely shocking and terribly sad. We'll have much more, just brush the surface on this, we'll have much more coming up on that story in reaction to it, certainly, as we move along here on this version of America Tonight. And politics, 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 of course. A lot of reaction over the new players jumping into the Republican side of the race for president for 2016. In fact, there was a spoof on Saturday night, a parody, if you will, on Saturday Night Live of all the Republicans who were running. And, I mean, actually, it was kind of clever. And I think the people who were portrayed in this, all the Republican candidates, probably would have had a good laugh over it. And when, you know, they say even if it's the imitation is flattery, or even if they're doing a comedic bit on you, that it's a good thing, because it's kind of like that publicity thing. So if they're pulling people in, it's probably a good thing. Not a good thing when you hear former President Jimmy Carter had to cut a trip short because of an illness. You know, a lot of these ex-presidents are starting to get up there in years, and you forget that. And then you start to think, oh, yeah, I mean, how old is Jimmy Carter? And he will turn 90, actually, in the fall. And if you remember, you have to go way back. He was the 39th president. And Carter was, you know, he was going to go to Ghana, and he wasn't feeling well. And he was, you know, short of breath, and they didn't really explain too much about it, but he's returned to Atlanta. And, you know, that's his whole thing, is the whole, he's kind of like the ambassador that goes out there and is sent out to different places in the world, a lot of times observing elections. And he was in the South American area to observe some upcoming elections. So he also globetrots for his nonprofit, the foundation, by running that and traveling a lot there. So post-presidency, he's been very, very busy almost the entire time, all those years in between. So when you hear that, you think, oh, yeah. I mean, again, almost 90. So you would think, okay, maybe he's got to kind of pull off of some of that stuff. But anyway, we'll keep you up to date on what's happening with Jimmy Carter and his health woes, and also the latest on the race to become president, especially on the Republican side of things. Coming up next, we have our weekly re-rack, GMOs, and a couple of big companies, in particular one, Justin Danhof, joins us on the flip side. Good stuff if you missed it. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
In our virtual green room right now, and I'll tell you what, he's like Superman, right? Taking on anyone and everyone, all for a good reason, meaning some of these companies with some of the things that are happening. It's the years that we've talked to Justin, and recently he was at the Coca-Cola shareholders meeting and was doing the questioning thing. He was in attendance there, and for very good reason, because now what we're seeing with the GMOs, and the National Center for Public Policy Research is pushing Coca-Cola to conduct public education about the safety of GMOs, and there's a lot of confusion over that. Some people don't even know what is GMO. So Justin Danhof joins us now. Justin, thanks for coming on the show, and tell us about GMOs and why we should be so concerned about that.
Yeah, sure. So thanks for having me on, Kate. Well, GMOs are genetically modified organisms, is what it stands for, and essentially it is the latest technology, but it's been around for, the better part of almost three decades now, regarding the food that we eat. It is, the science is a little bit involved, but it eventually is taking a species of food and enhancing it in one way or another. So to protect against blight, very often to protect against disease, to protect against certain attacks on crop yield, and these GMOs can also be used to increase the nutrition in food and to increase the sustainability of food. And what I mean by that is crops can be raised with less water on less land and have a more bountiful harvest with the introduction of genetically modified food. And modifying food has been going on for thousands of years. You know, there was no such thing as corn thousands of years ago. Corn, of course, was a crossbreeding of different strands of wheat. And so what we have is a big kind of miseducation campaign, if you want to call it that, from some extreme activists. Dr. Oz is one of them. The food babe, Vanny Hari, who's got, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers on Facebook and Twitter, have been leading this campaign to demonize GMOs and any company that would ever use them in their products. And they are in, you know, nearly everything you eat has some sort of GMOs, especially if it's a processed food that comes from a corn or products such as that. And every health body in the world that has studied them have determined that they've been safe. We've been eating trillions of meals of these, like I said, for decades. But as it stands, over 90% of the American public at least somewhat fears GMOs. And it's completely irrational. and so part of what we've been doing at the National Center is telling corporate America, hey, you guys are the face of what we eat and drink. And if the government is not going to do its job and educate the American people about GMOs, you know, the farmers are the backbones. They're, you know, they're bringing these ingredients to us. But Coca-Cola, you're the face. You know, McDonald's, you're the face of what we eat in this country. And I've gone to grocery chain stores and said the same thing. You know, you sell these products to folks. You have to do a lot more in this arena to educate the American public. And wherever I've gone to shareholder meetings, I've, you know, it's been very, very interesting. I was at Safeway shareholder meeting and General Mills shareholder meeting last year, for example, where there was resolutions on the proxy statement submitted by some of these anti-GMO activists that would have mandated that these companies label all of their products with GMOs. And when I, you know, explained what the proposal was all about, explained that how anti-scientific it was, these proposals were shot down by nearly the same margin as those in the public that say they want GMO labeling. And I think that that's very telling, that when you add a little bit of education into the fear-mongering that's going on, you can almost reverse entirely the public opinion, because facts can and do trump fear when the two are side by side. So that's kind of the issue that we brought to the Coca-Cola's meeting, is that you've really got to do more to step up and explain these. And because it's a humanitarian issue, like I said, you know, as the world's population continues to grow, the world isn't getting any bigger, but we have more mouths to feed. And in the developing world especially, GMOs pose a huge promise to combat malnutrition. And that's, you know, the other thing I was saying earlier is certain strands of whether it be corn or rice can actually be infused with increased vitamins. So for that same bowl of rice, which is the only meal some people have all day in this country, you can infuse things like vitamin A in there and vitamin C and bring health benefits to the developing world in that regard.
Yeah, wow. And so the reaction had to be pretty interesting at Coca-Cola. What was their reaction?
Well, they were very positive, you know, because right now what's going on across the country is a game of legal whack-a-mole that gets very expensive. You know, you've got a proposition in Oregon that pops up on a, you know, on a ballot that says let's mandate GMO labeling in our state. Then you've got the state senate in Vermont passing a law that now Coca-Cola and the food and beverage industry are going to have to take to court because, of course, the state of Vermont doesn't have the legal authority to mandate GMO labeling in the state, but their state senate passed the law anyway. And so all of this is wholly and entirely unnecessary, but it's what's happening, and it's expensive. And if the companies You know, Coca-Cola is perhaps the most recognizable brand in the world. If they use that brand to, as a launching point to educate consumers, they wouldn't have to play this expensive game of legal whack-a-mole and go around the country filing lawsuits against states and organizations that bring up these ballot initiatives, proposals, and the like. And so I think that the idea of going on offense rather than playing defense did appeal to the CEO, Muhtar Kent, who really seems to take the message to heart.
Well, so that's great. Sometimes when you go to these things, and of course, as I mentioned at the top, taking on companies for different reasons and holding their feet to the fire is what I'll call it. And so in this case, that's great that he was embracing it, right? So you may see some action.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I often hold companies' feet to the fire, but in this instance, you know, they've just not done enough on a big, important public policy issue. Corporate America, as you and I have discussed many times over, is often very, very tepid to take action. But this tepidness, you know, much of Europe already bans GMOs, and that move could very well come to the United States of America. And like I said, that there is a moral component to the promise of GMOs that holds a large promise for the developing world. So not only does Coca-Cola have a bottom line that they should be looking at, because if their products that contain GMOs start getting banned, goodness, the cost of Coca-Cola and the cost of, you know, their entire line of products could very well increase. So there's a business motivation, but there's also a moral obligation, in my opinion, for these companies to kind of turn it around, because if we're just going to rely on the government to educate the folks out there, I don't trust government to do very much. And in this arena, they've clearly failed the American people.
Yeah, and obviously if there's more people like you that are doing that kind of stuff where you're out there and you're questioning it, then there's more of a chance in putting a spotlight on it that we'll see some sort of a change.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that some folks are starting to, you know, open their eyes up to it. Like I said, you know, when I was at the Safeway and the General Mills shareholder meeting last year, I had a lot of shareholders come up because they were just generally very confused about the issue, but explaining it to the investors had a significant impact. And like I said, the complete reverse from public opinion polling on the issue. And so that message can and should spread, and I thank you for letting me come on tonight and do that.
Yeah, excellent. So who do you take on next? What's next for you? I always think of you as having a go bag, and you're ready to go at a moment's notice.
there's a good chance I'll be at the Marriott shareholder meeting this Friday to talk about a very interesting liberty issue, and we'll just leave it at that for now.
Ooh, so you've intrigued us. We'll see if the listeners can figure out what that is. I love that. All right, Justin Danhoff, as always. Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Okay,
you too. Bye-bye.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As we turn the page on yet another week in May, remember all roads lead to this show through AmericaTonight.net. You can hit us up on Facebook, in other words, and Twitter. And by the way, if you want to download shows, because I get a lot of people that say, oh, my schedule changed and I caught part of a show and I missed this and I liked that interview you did and I don't remember who that guy is, we have on demand. Go to GCNlive.com. You can download any of the shows. Well, I mentioned this briefly. I brushed across it at the top. I said it was one of the most terrifying things that happened over the weekend. You know, while people were wrestling with life and death decisions, seriously, in some cases because of the weather, these guys had no chance. Imagine a 34-year-old Benjamin Dean stopping an Escalade in an industrial part of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 8:30 on a Saturday night. And shortly after that, Officer LaCorey Tate, just 25, came to help him out, right? Shots are fired. And both officers are wounded. By the time they get to the hospital, they die of their injuries. And the officers' deaths, actually, are supposedly the first in Hattiesburg's police force in 30 years. But just terrible, terrible for their families. Four people have been charged with various things in connection to this. When I say various things, capital murder, for example. You had the two main suspects, Marvin Banks and this Joni Callaway were charged with two counts of capital murder. Banks was also charged with one count of being a felon in possession of a firearm and grand theft for fleeing in the police cruiser. That's what they did. So they shoot them and then take off in the car. And, of course, they didn't get very far in the police cruiser. Bottom line is how many people are affected by these deaths? How many people are ripped apart because of that? What possibly is going through their mind that this is what happens? And it seemed to be a routine deal. You know, they had to go back and look up, actually, when was the last time this happened? The last officer killed in the line of duty, you have to go back to 1984. And that was somebody trying to serve a warrant on a suspect. Terrible, terrible stuff. So the mayor of Hattiesburg, tearful at one point, addressed the fact that yet another suspect had been apprehended, and here it is, Mother's Day, and here's Mayor Johnny Dupree.
Well, you know, on the heels of Mother's Day today, you know, no mother wants to bury a child, and then this is the week that we celebrate the lives of other fallen police officers. It's just horrific, and you know, we hope no community has to go through this. We have a great community here in Hattiesburg, and that's why within hours we were able to apprehend these suspects and have them in custody right now.
Yeah, and good for the law enforcement types because they rally immediately, and this is what happens, and they found the suspects as fast as they could. They wanted to catch them, and they did. And, you know, I read a quote in the Clarion Ledger saying that there was someone who came upon the two police officers that were on the ground, because, you know, they were hit and they were wounded, and one of the officers asked, you know, kind of looked up and said, "Am I dying? I know I'm dying. Just hand me my walkie-talkie." Oh, it is just heartbreaking. I mean, just heartbreaking. And I think they need to nail this case shut, and they need to take it as far as they can take it, as far as I'm concerned, because it is so wrong this to do what these people did, you know, and it had been so long, and this was just a routine traffic stop. This was a traffic stop for that they were pulled over for. My goodness. And it's just goes to what I was sharing last week about family members of my own and what I know of police officers after having covered so many for so many years. And the fact that it didn't necessarily used to be, you know, that they were, of course, it's a dangerous job. And of course, there have been many officers from the beginning of time, law enforcement types, who have gotten caught in the crossfire and have been killed. But to the extent where it's just such a offhanded thing, and they're so young, when you look at their faces, these two guys are so young. My goodness, to have this happen, you have to really feel for the families of these cops, you know, and the community too, because it is shocking. It's a small, close-knit area. I've been there a couple of different times. Great peeps. Super, super friendly. I mean, we have people listening to us, I'm sure, right now in Mississippi. And that's a tough blow on a weekend that's supposed to be about celebrating life and celebrating birth and moms and all of those good things. Didn't happen for those two police officers. Didn't happen. You know, at what point you think, man, I mean, as much as we're hearing so much about people unloading about bad policing, what about good policing? And the people that want to be cops go through the academy, come out, and then have, you know, put it on the line and have their lives cut short. What about those guys? And you wonder, in some areas where they have had a shortage of police, if the more, because I know there's some fear with the targets that are out there, the more that these stories come out, how many people get chased away from the profession that would make excellent law enforcement types. People we would want to help us in our community. you want to throw in your two cents, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. There used to be a show I watched where the guy asked, and I can't even think of his name now, at the end of the show he had, you know, five questions. And I want to say it was Charlie Rose, and it might have been Charlie Rose, who's still on the air doing his show on PBS, who's a good interviewer and have all kinds of people on. And I know he would ask these questions. What profession would you not, you know, what profession would you not like to attempt? And the profession I would say would be law enforcement, because of, not that you're going in knowing, hey, I'm going to catch the bad guys, I want to help good people, I want to aid people when they're in trouble, but because I just think that there is such a painted target now on the backs of cops, that how does that affect, and how does that affect that relationship with the people that they're stopping? Coming up on America Tonight, odds and ends, as we're going to go through some other things that happened, including the Daily Salute. Because we got to get some good stuff in here, right? And we've got the Daily Salute coming up. And by the way, we will do the mailbag in our second hour. I got a ton, I mean, just a ton of email over the weekend, not only about weather, and I appreciate some of the photographs that you've sent me, but not just about the weather, but also the different things you were doing on Mother's Day, and also movie reviews. I think this is the most movie reviews I've ever gotten. You know, we do our cheap movie review, and half the time I'm saying, just wait till it comes out on video, let it stream. Don't pay ridiculous amounts of money for this movie. But I like the Avenger-y kind of things. I've gotten sucked into that probably because of my nephew, I guess. And the Avengers, of course, is breaking all kinds of box office records. And apparently a lot of you have gone to see the Avengers, and you like it. I think there's something about that superhero thing, especially with the world we live in now, that if we're escaping into some kind of fantasy, that maybe that's it, because it's a lot of adults are going to see it. Naturally, teenagers would probably be drawn to it, so that wouldn't be surprising, or a younger crowd, but a lot of older people are going to see the Avengers, and I think that's what that says to me, that's your kind of fantasy escape from all the nonsense, right? It's going to see a movie like Iron Man, or going to see something like Thor, or Captain America is probably the best example. Every time they do a Captain America, that always has a big box office draw. And the Avengers, that's all of those characters. So with all those characters combined, trying to save the world from whatever's happening next, I think there's something about that that's drawing people to it. In other words, a little bit more. Or maybe it's just a really well-done special effect movie, and because of the comic books, people like the stories and can relate to it more and are following it closer. But that would kind of go with an older crowd then, because the Avengers and Iron Man and the Spider-Mans and all that kind of stuff, the Marvel comics, have been out for a very long time, so that's nothing new. And that's not video game heroes. That's not that whole video game thing. So I think there's a little bit more to it. And then there were some other movies that you saw too that I was kind of surprised by. But when we hit the mailbag, we'll get to all of that. And of course, there was a big golf tournament over the weekend, the Players, not a major for the men, but still a big one nonetheless, that went only for the fifth time in its history to a playoff. And the playoff was kind of interesting, I have to say, as I was watching it, and young Ricky Fowler wins it and was so excited after four holes. It only took four holes to win it, and they have this cool 17th hole that you have to, you know, it's a par three, and you have to hit it over the water, and so many of those balls roll off on the sides because it's surrounded by water all the way around it. So congratulations to Ricky Fowler on the big win, only his second on tour. Hang with us, everybody.
Yeah. If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Returns for this hour anyway on America Tonight. So here's the scoop. We're going to talk about a couple of different things quickly, including mixing in the, you know, like I said, the applause part, the happy version, since we told you the terrible thing about obviously the police officers who were killed in a traffic stop. Four people have picked up on that, charged in a couple of different areas, but a couple of capital murders charges hanging on a few heads there. And the people in Hattiesburg, frankly, having a very rough Mother's Day dealing with that, because that happened early on Saturday. So that was really brutal to go into the weekend, you know, that way. In the meantime, let's get to the part, like I said, that will make you smile. And I read this story, and originally I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. How about these quads who, it's the Lamaca quads, who were dreaming of going to college, and It's Mother's Day, so of course they're going to thank their mother because you know she did something incredible. Can you imagine trying to educate? Can you imagine trying to educate that many kids the same age? Four, right? So their college dreams did come true because of their mother. Their mother, you know, kept telling them that they could do it. They could get to college. She would help them get there, and she did it. She helped them realize those dreams of Virginia Tech, because that was the quadruplets college of choice. You know, they kept visualizing that they were going to college, and they decided to pick Virginia Tech. So it's probably not cheap, as you can imagine. And it's a 21-year-old Kate and her three brothers, Chris, Greg, and Steve, because they were the first, and you know, they made some news because they were the first ever quads to enroll at Virginia Tech. So they're all there. Can you imagine this at the same time? And, you know, you fast forward, they get there, and you fast forward, and how about that? They help get some little bit of scholarship money, and then the community try to help them because of their plan, and the mother, and this is the key thing, their mother had full-time night shifts to pay for college tuition, and they had another child who had Down syndrome, so during the day she took care of the boy, Matt, in the family who had Down syndrome, and worked these long shifts at, you know, night that she would work these shifts where she was up from 7 o'clock until 8 in the morning, slept for 6 hours, and then did it all again to try to get these kids into college. So how about that? Because of their mother, the LaMaca twins, all of them, not twins, quads, all got to go to college because she squirreled away every possible thing, every possible dime that she could, you know, use. And they're graduates, so you got to love that. So how about some applause for that? Woohoo! The LaMaca family, absolutely. Tina LaMaca, that's the mother's name. I mean, the chances of having a set of identical quads, Patrick, you know what the chances of having quads are, identical quads? Now, you had a girl in the mix and then the boys. It is 1 in 11 million to 15 million.
That's a pretty slim chance.
That is a pretty slim chance. Isn't it? Oh my. So I mean just a great story. You know, this is what they wanted. They talked about it. The kids did the best they could do in school, and that's you know, they're recognizing their mother on Mother's Day. If you're recognizing your mother, there's a good mother, and that's a good looking, I have a, you know, this is radio, but these are a good looking group of kids. But it's not about that, hey, they're good looking. They look so happy in the smiling faces, and they, you know, get to college thanks to their mother, and here they are knocking on the door of graduation, because it's graduation time now, fast forwarding from when they first got in. So they're all graduating. It'd be interesting to follow their lives and see what they do, and they obviously must be close, because you've got all those brothers in school, and then of course the sister too. When I went to school, I figured, oh, I guess I'll just see my brother on the holidays. And I thought he was going to go to school in New Hampshire or wherever. And lo and behold, I got the phone call. Hey, sis, I want to go to your college. And why? Because he came out for a siblings weekend. And of course, all the girls in Ohio were so pretty and fun that he decided he was going to go there. I could not dissuade him, so we were at the same college. And actually, it was a lot of fun. It was only 1 year because there was 3 years between us. but all four on the same campus. Wow. Anyway, I think that's a good daily salute for sure. All right, now for the bummer news. If you were shopping for mom and you were in Home Depot, yeah, I mean, some moms like to fix up the house. They like to do it. They're not forced to do it. Or Target, there was a breach again. 70 million reported in all the data that's been stolen. More than 70 million American adults discovering that their information had been compromised. That's what the rounded number is. And, you know, could be stolen credit cards, or it could have come in a different way, the whole online shopping thing. But they looked at the breach, and that's, you know, what the breach was. So arguably, boy, I'll tell you what, you cannot do enough to lock down your info. I mean, you just can't. It's the notices, the things that are sent to you, definitely shredding. I think everyone knows the whole shredding thing by now. But what happened with Home Depot and with Target? I think Target's really had a hard time bouncing back from that. It used to be when I'd go into Target, I liked the stores are big, clean. You can find things where they are. It used to be there'd be so many people in there. Now it's like, at least the one by me, is like a ghost town. You go in, it's like, wow, I guess you can whip through here pretty quickly. So that's brick and mortar. You know, it's a brick and mortar store. Or some people have gotten disclosures about information that was stolen from financial institutions, whatever it is. But the online retailer was smaller, less than 18% than the 79% of those who were notified of some kind of a data breach by the stores like Home Depot and Target. So that was happening more, meaning you take your card and swipe it, and then that information's getting swiped. Somebody's gone in there and they've been able to take all those cards, those numbers from those cards, and I think that's so frightening because who doesn't run around with a debit card or, I guess, just a credit card? And how many people really take cash and use cash and pay with cash for whatever it is that they're running around to get? Not very many, unless it's small things. But if you're shopping for a bunch of whatever, anything from gifts to electronics, you're using cards. It's just so rare to see someone pull out some giant wad of cash and pay with cash, unless it's simple, small things. So we know we're all in danger of that, right? Of that information being ripped off. It's a nightmare once it happens. Some of you have called and told your stories about your Social Security numbers being compromised. Woo! Make it count, everybody, and thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.